High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it is going to be another brilliant weekend of sport. We have got the Allianz League football final, Mayo and Kerry in that. Italy's clash with Ireland in the Women's Six Nations College Showdown with Munster in the URC. Plenty going on. Shane Hannon, how are you getting on?
Good morning, Jonathan. How are things?
I'm good. Look, the league... I think the league is being massively underplayed this year, and I would say that as a Cork man, not for the football, but for the other side of it. I just think that it's the way it's been covered. I think the enthusiasm around it, like, the league was always kind of the poor cousin, but for some reason, people are invested in it a bit more this year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that Cork Tip final in Páirceachaoin next weekend. But there's something about it. Now, look, it's been devalued a little bit by the GAA in that they've just put the league finals and the championship next to each other. Roscommon and Mayo, for example, playing in Connacht next week.
It's almost like they kind of had to get it out of the way because it was an inconvenience.
That's the thing. Yeah. Just find an extra week in the calendar and give them a chance to really enjoy. Because even if, and we had Kieran Hughes, a former Monaghan player, on the show this morning in Off the Ball Breakfast, and he was saying, you'd like to enjoy the league. If a team wins a league title this weekend, you want to celebrate it, have a night out with the team. But a lot of sides don't have that opportunity. But it has been brilliant. The footage, the action on the last day of the Allianz Football League, I mean, and TG Carr and Ferguson covered very well.
We were talking about that on Monday. Yeah,
it's incredible. And like to see Mayo, they were in relegation spots at one moment, and then all of a sudden they're in the final. It was mental, but in the best possible sense. And I, for one, am really looking forward to these finals this weekend.
No, I mean, look, it's always a good day when you see Mayo and Kerry. Mayo they're hit and miss, as I describe it. Kerry, the sleeping beast, but again, not infallible.
No, certainly not. And you look at that, like, it's a third league final between these two over the last 7 years. 2019, you had that late surge for Mayo to win a national title and big scenes of celebration. 2022, then Mayo had a lot of injuries and David Clifford ran riot. But Mayo started off this Allianz League campaign very poorly, lost the first couple of games. Then in the second half against Armagh, they almost clicked into gear and they found something. Ryan O'Donoghue's been brilliant. Aidan O'Shea has found himself really, really very much so. Frank Irwin's been class as well. But Kerry are just Kerry. They had an injury to Dermot O'Connor quite recently. That's a certain blow for them heading into the championship. But was it 324 they put up against Galway in Salt Hill last week? Yeah. And they're not hitting two-pointers. I think there was no two-pointers, one.
Yeah.
Which is insane, when you're putting up a scoreline like that. So Jack O'Connor will be, of all the managers this weekend, delighted to have a final because the Munster Championship doesn't really heat up for another few weeks.
Communications are poor down in Kerry. Maybe they didn't get the new rules yet. They might work out what that little circle is for at some stage during the Championship. I know the hurling is a week away, but it's sold out. Tickets went on sale I didn't even know the tickets had gone on sale, and I work with Cork GAA. The tickets had sold out by the time I got there. I managed to get two terrace tickets purely in a panic. The interest levels around this are phenomenal.
Oh, it's incredible. And you have the double header then.
Which I think was a mistake, by the way. I think they should have split them up.
Because Offaly and Waterford, two well-supported sides as well.
No, they could have got 20,000 in Thurles for that without a shadow of a doubt.
100%. Look, the atmosphere is going to be immense. And as you say, I think both teams will really go for it. Cork and Tip, both teams who... I think it's been... It's been an outrageous length of time since these two have met in a league final, something like 40-odd years or more, which is incredible considering they're both at the top tier for essentially every single year. Corker coming into the championship now, very much rumbling. And a lot of people have them as, all of a sudden, potential, not even dark horses anymore, but up there as favourites. Limerick, I know you're going to do the cute Kerry Munster thing
now,
here as well.
Tipperary are the team to beat this year, I'm telling you. Don't be lining us up like that, putting the pox in us in some shape or form.
Yeah.
I have missed the Premier League because it's been away for a while and it's not back this weekend either because we've got FA, don't we? FA Cup.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people live for the Premier League, understandably, and you have the international break and Ireland got the wins, in fairness, against Bulgaria that they needed to get, but then you're expecting the Premier League to come back with a bang, but it's the FA Cup weekend. Yeah. A lot of people with involvement still in this, still excited. And the games, a couple of games tomorrow. Fulham against Crystal Palace is 12:15, Brighton against Nottingham Forest at 5:15, and then the Sunday's games on paper are probably better. Preston against Aston Villa. Aston Villa will certainly have one eye still in the Champions League. That's a 1:30 start on Sunday. And then Bournemouth against Manchester City. City, of course, will be the favourites for the remainder of the FA Cup, although Bournemouth have been absolutely flying this season. And don't write off those two games tomorrow because Fulham Palace, bit of a London rivalry there, and Brighton against Nottingham Forest. Forest have been flying. There could be goals galore. Commentator's curse, but I fancy goals in those two games tomorrow.
I just think that with the absence of Liverpool, the absence of Man United, a damn squib, isn't it?
People, there's something when you've Chelsea gone, Arsenal gone, Spurs gone, there is something missing, even to have a Leeds or something from an Irish supporters' interest as well. So the FA Cup certainly this year, it looks like one of those years where you could have a Portsmouth winning like we had in 2010 or maybe Wigan in 2011. It's one of those years where you never know. Preston could go all the way. We'll see.
You're too young to remember Rule 42, that you couldn't have Barden Sports in GAA grounds. Long gone, thankfully, and it's brilliant to see Castlebar been used.
Yeah, well my own former primary school principal, Sean McCaig, who was the GAA president back then, abolished Rule 42 and got rid of it all. So the late, great Sean McCaig. But this is class. To have Connacht against Munster in the URC at McHale Park in Castlebar, Kevin McStay spoke to the Connacht team during the week and said, look, this pitch is yours for this weekend, make of it what you will. Both teams that need results very, very evidently, Connacht and Munster. Clayton McMillan, I know the impending head coach for Munster, was in with the team this week, kind of just observing. He won't be at the game tomorrow, he's headed back home, but this is going to be a cracker. And to have it in a rural environment, you know, in Castlebar, where you've never had a game of this magnitude before, and you're seeing the interviews all week with Connacht and Munster players talking about their GAA heritage, playing GAA growing up, what it meant to them, and it's probably brought a bit of nostalgia to the whole thing.
But I know that Munster have played in Super Valley Park in Cueva. I was at both those games. It's just a different atmosphere. And I think that because we're used to just, you know, you play in the RDS or the Aviva, you play in Thomond Park, you play in the Connacht's grounds. What's it called again? What's the name of the stadium?
Dexcom, I think Dexcom, it is at the moment.
I couldn't remember that. that's it. You don't get rugby anywhere else. Yeah. And I think it's just there is an element that we're a bit starved in other places for decent quality rugby or any kind of sporting event outside the Gaa.
100%. And the thing is, look, these are provinces. Like Leinster, often people term them as the Dublin team, but Leinster do have training camps and around the other counties, and they make an effort to do that. And you have to, Munster and Connacht have to make an effort to go around the rest of the province, because it's not just a Galway thing. These players probably didn't realise, oh, we'd have an opportunity to play in other grounds here. So maybe it's the start of something. Maybe Ulster could play in Clonus at some point. You know, you'd love to see some differences.
Always
here.
A Monaghan agenda.
Always bring it back to Monaghan FM, essentially. But looking forward to that one. It's 2:30 start tomorrow afternoon.
Italy and Ireland, the Women's Six Nations. Ireland obviously have a bit to prove this weekend.
Yeah, and Italy are a bogey team over the last couple of years, Jonathan, for them, because this game in Parma has been a difficult place for this Irish team to go to. Against France last week at 17-15 down, you thought Ireland could push on here and really do it. But ultimately, they were disappointing in the last quarter of the game. France pushed on to win by 27 points to 15. We'll see the team named later on this morning. Wouldn't expect too many changes from Scott Beaman to this one. Dana O'Brien and her kicking missed three conversions last week and was disappointing. And Scott Beaman said, look, she's brilliant. She's 21 years of age. She'll be back. We had another Cork man I was chatting to this morning, Ronan McGarra, who was saying, you know, she just needs to take a deep breath, tell herself all week how positive she has been, and just go for it. And look, this is going to be a close game. Italy lost fairly significantly to England last weekend, albeit kept England fairly score free in the second half. So a dangerous outfit, Italy, but one game that Ireland, if they want to develop, have to be winning this game.
Okay, Shane Hannan with Off The Ball. Plenty of coverage on offtheball.com over the weekend and here on Newstalk as well. Thank you very much for that. Garm.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.